Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The law of Moses demanded that vicious criminals be executed. Those who murdered their fellow men were themselves to be put to death. Anyone in modern times who opposes capital punishment for murderers, rapists, and other violent people need to examine very carefully what the Old Testament and the New teach about this form of punishment. But what if a man accidentally killed someone during the time when the Mosaic Covenant was in force? What provision did the law make for the manslayer who accidentally killed his neighbor? Please listen to God's gracious arrangements. Then Moses set apart three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee there, which should kill his neighbor accidentally, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live. These cities were Bezer in the wilderness in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. Deuteronomy 4:41-43. Most of the pagan countries surrounding Israel did not have such equitable arrangements for those who killed, even if the killing were not intentional. Some of those ancient nations simply executed all who killed others, regardless of the circumstances. But God's law was designed to protect the innocent, as well as to punish the guilty. In any society, ancient or modern, accidental killings occur. The cities of refuge were God's way of protecting family members from killing an innocent man. The location of the cities cannot be established for sure, nor is it necessary to our understanding of God's justice to do so. It is important that we think about the way God provided for all kinds of crimes, including unintentional killing. This fact lets us know how concerned our God is for fairness. One who deliberately murdered someone was to be punished to the full extent of the law. The one who accidentally killed someone was to be kept safe until his guilt or innocence could be established. In America, we do not have cities of refuge, but we do make a distinction between first and second degree murders and accidental killings. Even accidental killings have to be examined to determine who was at fault in the loss of life. The one at fault will likely have to pay some kind of reparation, but will not be executed or probably even sent to prison. Every nation must continually examine its laws to be sure that everyone is treated fairly. Unfortunately, many of our laws are not just and should be changed. The great tragedy in our nation is that many vicious murderers do not receive the severe treatment they ought to receive. There are probably many reasons for that. In too many cases, the police are not thorough in their investigations. Sometimes they even twist the truth to protect certain elements or to convict the innocent. Prosecutors can also be guilty of using tainted evidence just to get a conviction. Defense attorneys have been known to pervert the truth to keep their clients from going to jail or from being executed. There is a critical need for an overhaul of our judicial system. The Israelites were wonderfully blessed for having laws which were so fair and just. In the law of Moses, God set the standard for all subsequent judicial systems to follow. Let us as Christians and as Americans work diligently and pray fervently that every nation on earth will promote justice for all. Let us elect to office only those men and women of character who will work at treating all people as God wants them to be treated. All Americans ought to be concerned about our justice system, but that is especially true of those who claim to be Christians. Thank you, and may God bless you.